Blog Talk Radio.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preach.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eye.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Come on.
What you say?
I think I'm a hand.
Amen. We want to welcome everybody to Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Amen. It's the Sabbath day service. Everybody get up. It's time to worship the Lord on this morning. It's time to receive, hallelujah, the bread of life on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that is tuned in, everybody on every social media outlet out there looking. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you're watching this on YouTube, hallelujah, this is pre-recorded on YouTube. Amen. So you might want to join us. Amen. The information is all at the bottom of your screen. We are live at 10 o'clock Pacific time, 12 o'clock, amen, Central time, and 1 o'clock Eastern Standard time. So we invite, amen, you to call that number on your screen. Amen. Praise God at those times and be a part, hallelujah, of the service. Praise God. But we guarantee you will be blessed with a word from the Lord on today. Praise God. Later on in the program, we have scheduled, amen, my brother in Christ, representing the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Amen. Apostle Curry will be coming forth, bringing forth a dynamic word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are anxious to hear that word on the day. Hallelujah. Amen. But before we go any further, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you on today, Lord, simply for allowing us to wake up this morning in your presence. Hallelujah. For being there with us every step of the way, for leading and guiding us through our daily activities, Lord. We lift you up high and holy, for you are truly worthy to be praised. We take this time to bind and rebuke and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your holy word. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say, everything that you are about to do. We simply adorn you on today. You are simply magnificent, Lord. There is none like you, none beside you, nor will there ever be. And Lord, we just want to take this time to magnify your name. We just want to take this time to praise you. We want to just take this time to lift you up. We want to take this time, Lord, to let you know how much we appreciate you for everything you have done, everything that you're going to do. Hallelujah, Lord. We appreciate you for the things that you don't do. Hallelujah, because you know what's best. Hallelujah, Lord. So we put our life in your hands, Lord, and we thank you for everything that you have done, doing, and going to do. In your son Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's thank the name of the Lord on this morning. He is truly worthy to be praised. He is truly worthy to be magnified, truly worthy, hallelujah, to be lifted up, hallelujah, on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to go, amen, to our scripture at this time. Praise God, amen. And y'all know I like Psalms 100 because I believe it sums it all up. Praise God, hallelujah. We're going to Psalms 100 out of the King James Version. Amen. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on today. I want to take a quick second just to look at verse 3. It says, know ye that the Lord, hallelujah, let me break it down to you real quick. Know ye, you need to know. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. See, you worried about, do they know who Jesus is? And hallelujah, all this other. See, before you can get somebody else right, you got to get yourself right. Jesus said, amen, before you can remove the speck of dirt out your brother's eye, hallelujah, you got to remove the plank of wood out of your eye. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can't see clearly enough, hallelujah, to get things right. Amen. To get me right. You got to get yourself right before you can get me right. Hallelujah. Before I can know that the Lord is the Lord, you need to know, hallelujah, that the Lord is God. Hallelujah. Then he says, he is God. Hallelujah. You need to know that the Lord, he is God. Why is the writer talking to us like this? Because some of us have made ourselves God. Hallelujah. We've made our pastor God. We've made our spouses God. We've made our careers God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Why you say that, Elder? Amen. Because in the next slide it says, it is he who has made us. See, we walk around talking about we self-made millionaires, self-made this. I'm self-made. Hallelujah. Praise God. No. He said, it is he who has made us and not we ourselves. Praise God. In other words, you got God out of position. Lord have mercy. See, you think God here to help you. You here to help God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You here to do what God say. Let me put it that way. Praise God. God ain't here to do what you tell him to do. Hallelujah. You here to do what he tell you to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then if you do what he tell you to do, he going to do what he said he would do. Oh, Lord have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people. We belong to him. This shows ownership. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are his people and the sheep. Hallelujah. Of his pasture. Glory to God. This is his earth. Everything he got, hallelujah, on this earth belongs to him. You think it's yours.
Yeah.
Praise God. If you think it's your, if you really believe that everything you got is yours, what you got on right now is yours. If you can't even take them shoes with you, glory to God, hallelujah. Try to take it with you to heaven. I want to see something from earth in heaven, glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because it don't belong to you. You can't take it with you. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Praise God. So verse 3 lets us know, amen, we need to put God in his proper place. Hallelujah. We need to properly acknowledge him. Praise God. Hallelujah. As being God, he made us. I don't care how smart you is. I don't care how pretty you are. If somebody prettier than you that didn't make it. Why? Because they didn't have God in their life. Praise God. If somebody smarter than you that didn't make it. Why? Because they didn't have God in their life. They didn't have the assistance. See, you had God every step. You ain't that. Lord have mercy. I'm going to say it out of the Lord telling it to me. You ain't that cute. Hallelujah. You ain't that smart.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You ain't that spiritual. If it wasn't for me by your side, you would not be where you at today. Hallelujah. You need to put me in your in the proper place.
Lord.
And that's at the head. Hallelujah. If somebody out there looking for a wife, you can't find a wife, hallelujah, because you want to be the head. I'm the head. I'm going to leave it alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to put God in his proper place today. Hallelujah. Amen. He is the head. Praise God. He has made us. Everything that we are is because of him. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't that ambitious. He had to get up and push you. Hallelujah. He had to light a fire to you to get you the way you at right now. He had a calling on your life. If there wouldn't have been no calling on your life, hallelujah, you might not even be alive today. You remember that time you should have died. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you came out with no scratch. You didn't even catch a bullet. Hallelujah. But when they seen the holes in the door, how you didn't get hit. Glory to God. When they saw the car, how you didn't get a scratch. You ain't even get whiplash. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The flood came through. How was your house still standing? Hallelujah. How was you not affected? Because God was on your side.
Come on, amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God for God being on our side this morning. Praise God. We ought to give God the glory for him being on our side this morning. We ought to take about a minute, 60 small seconds out of the hour, and let God know how good he is. Hallelujah. You woke me up this morning. You started me on my way. And I just want to give you praise. I just want to give you glory. I just want to magnify you. I just want to let you know, hallelujah, that I love you and I appreciate you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. We worship God on this morning, hallelujah. He is truly worthy to be praised, hallelujah. See, this is the time we got to take, amen, to let God know. Hallelujah, amen. Just like you get that little time with your boss at work and you want to let him know how good of a boss he is. Hallelujah, amen. This is the time, amen. Just like you get that little time to cuddle up with your hubby or your wife and you want to, amen, brown nose a little bit. This is that time, hallelujah, to cuddle up with God and let him know, God, I love you. Hallelujah, praise God. I may not be down with the PDA, the public displays of affection, but right now, Lord, I want you to know I love you. Hallelujah. I love you more than life itself because without you, I wouldn't have it. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I magnify you. You my boo. Hallelujah. You my boo thing all the time. Hallelujah. And this ain't no funny thing. This a real thing. You mine, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We give him glory on this morning. If y'all just joining us, this is Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Hallelujah. And if you tuned in, that means you came to hear a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And getting ready to come forth, hallelujah, and bring forth that word from the Lord is my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. If you're ready for the word, let me hear you say amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I didn't hear everybody. I said if you're ready for the word, hallelujah, let me hear you say amen. See, we should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. And here it come out of the mouth of God. Bringing forth the word on today. Hallelujah. Is none other. Hallelujah. Than my brother in Christ representing the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Now based out of L.A. Hallelujah. California. Praise God. Amen. Is my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. The Holy Apostle himself, Eldon A. Curry, Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Let's give the Lord a hand praise for the man of God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Come on and keep on giving God the praise.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Declare the glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm rejoicing in my spirit, child. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but God got a purpose. God got a plan, and he got it with my name on it. Come on here, somebody. Tell me what I said. God got a purpose.
God got a purpose.
God got a plan.
God got a plan.
With my name on it.
With my name on it.
Hey! Shabobo Kundalabasando. Oh, you didn't hear what the Holy Ghost just said to you just now. He said, I got a purpose and I got a plan with your name on it. That's why the enemy can't do nothing to you. Come on. I wish somebody would come up with me this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why the... He said, be bold in me. Amen, amen. Be bold in the Lord. Come on here, somebody. We were bold in the world. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We didn't care what nobody said when we was, amen, out there slaving for the devil. We were bold. Come on here, somebody. We were bold in our sin. God said, if you can be bold in your sin, be bold for me right now. Come on here, somebody.
You ain't lying.
We want to come on the Lord's side and be jelly back. We want to be on the Lord's side and be all timid. God said, no, you wasn't like that for the devil, so I saved you so you could be turned up for me. Come on here, somebody.
Oh, hallelujah.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you understand my brother from another mother? Hallelujah. That's on fire. Amen. With the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I give praise and shout out to my brother. Amen. Elder Andre. Dream Gold. Amen. The Prince of Preachers. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
His first lady over there. Glory to God. Just out there. And all of the Texas holding it down for Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Me and my queen over here on this side. We holding it down for Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I done heard from heaven this morning, y'all, for what God want to say to us. Amen. This morning. Are you in for a treat? Amen. For all of those who are online, I'm going to shout you out this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. This is the committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. And we ain't tripping or flipping. We just flipping out for Yahshua. Come on, everybody.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Our ministry and fellowship this morning. Amen. We have combined together. Amen. To put a whooping on the devil. Come on, here, somebody. We have combined together to put a whooping on the devil. Come on, here, somebody.
Yes, sir. Tell
somebody that. I'll tell your neighbor right quick. He said, neighbor, if you hit him on one side, I got him on the other. Come on, here, somebody. Tell him right quick. Said, neighbor.
I got him on the other.
All you got to do is just hit him. And wherever he falls to, amen, I got you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know that's how we say it in the world? Look, if you hit him on one side, I got him on the other. Come on.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come with me right quickly, y'all. Amen. We in the 10 commandments right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And God is still got us. Amen. I want to share something with you about the days of the week. Amen. That you might not have known. Amen. They have really done a number on us with the days of the week. And what we have thought it to be really isn't what it is at all. Come with me to Exodus chapter 20. Everybody just shout hallelujah. Exodus 20.
What chapter?
20. Exodus 20. 20 and 8.
All right.
Remember, we left out at, our Lord told us, do not misuse his name. Which means that if you ain't saved, you ain't got no business trying to use the Lord's name, and you ain't plugged into the kingdom to have that privilege and right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The name is only for those of us who what? Belong to him. That's just like somebody, another man trying to put his name to your wife. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. No, you can't do that. Why? Because she ain't married to you. Amen. You can't go there and talk about, yeah, her name is. No, no, her name is whatever my name is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because I done stood before God that she might have what? My name. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And some folks trying to use God's name, and they ain't married to him. They haven't committed to him. They haven't been born again. And they wonder why all hell is breaking loose. No, because you need to stop using the name of the Lord, misusing his name, and using the name of the Lord what? In vain. Come on here, somebody. And verse 7 says that he will not hold anyone guilty. In other words, you won't get off the chain. A lot of folks going to hell because they're going to, for misusing the name of the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
That's a sin, too. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't you like writing somebody, you write your name on a check, amen, and the person told you, nah, I just want you to write it out for $10. You go up there and write it out for $100. Glory to God.
Come on.
And you think ain't nothing going to happen to you? Because you don't put your name, you don't forge your name on the check that you can't cash. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. There's consequences. There are repercussions. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, sir.
And God said, if it's like that in the natural, how much more do you think it is with me in the spirit? Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning, God is talking to us about the Sabbath day. Is everybody in Exodus 20, verse 8?
Yes, sir.
And the Bible says, thank you, Father. Let's have a moment of prayer. Father, we thank you. We bless your name this morning. We ask you, God, to put a extra anointing on your word this morning, Lord, for us. Lord, we thank you this morning that it's already anointed because you said your word will not return unto you void. But we thank you this morning that we cannot live without you. We thank you this morning, Lord. You said that we should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. Thank you for this word, Lord. Hallelujah. That you are helping us to understand, amen, what the enemy has done to mess us up, God. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to be in the right mindset concerning what time and what day it is. Come on here, somebody. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the truth. We praise you for the truth. We rebuke the devil, and we put him up under our feet, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that he has no part, no lot in this matter. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we have authority over him, Lord. And we thank you that he has no power here. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God the glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Exodus 20, verse 8. It says, remember. That word remember must mean that there is a chance we could forget.
Uh-oh.
So he said, when I start blessing you, and pouring out my goodness on you, and pouring out my grace on you, and pouring out my covenant of wealth on you, remember. Circle that word, remember.
Remember.
Tell them about the neighbor, don't forget.
Neighbor, don't forget.
He said, remember the Sabbath day. I want you to circle that word, Sabbath day. He said, remember the Sabbath day by keeping be keeping the day holy by keeping Yah as the center of yourself. By keeping him as the center of your Sabbath day. Come on here, somebody. Don't be like the Pharisees. They got religion. They like telling that man he couldn't be healed because it was a Sabbath day. Hallelujah. Telling the blind man to turn off. Amen. A human error comes off. He can't heal you because it's a Sabbath day. But then Yahshua had to come in and help them understand it. Come on here, somebody. Ain't you glad that every time the devil tried to cut up, here comes God. Amen. To come in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It said things right. But here with Moses in them, he says, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Verse 9, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. And see, this is why he's saying that, because everything is still what? Under a curse. Come over here, somebody. See, the curse ain't reversed until we obey God. Through our getting. Then we no longer have to work. Six days shall you labor and do all your work. But the seventh day, you may Sabbath to the Lord your God. Come on here. And only you shall not do what? Any work. Come on here, somebody. Neither you nor your son or daughter, neither your male or female son, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your town. Come on here, somebody. For in the sixth day, the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but he rested. Somebody say he rested. And how many know that God is still resting?
Amen.
He ain't got up yet. He's still resting. Come on here, somebody. The only time he got out of the room, y'all don't even know who's sick. He got out of the room Sunday. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said the only time I'm going to get up is when it's time to come and get you. Come over here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody had given him a praise right here. He said the only time I'm going to get up is when it's my time to come and get you.
Come on. Oh.
Glory to God.
I wish somebody
would
give God a praise.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody his name and he's still resting. Hallelujah. He's still resting. He says, this was the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it what? Holy. Somebody say holy.
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 So the Lord says, I'm holy. You to be holy. And the Sabbath day was holy.
Yeah.
Not all the days. This is the only day that he called what? Holy.
Oh, wow.
Why? Because it's the day he blessed to take a rest. Come on, here, somebody. How many know that is hard work making the world in 6 days? Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah. We come and we working. We ain't did no work. God, amen, stepped out of eternity into time. Glory to God. He spoke everything into existence. Amen. When everything was dark, he called light out of darkness. Come on here, somebody. He called the light out. Come
yes,
on here,
Lord.
Somebody.
Yes.
The light was in the darkness, but it was what? being held captive. Come on here, somebody. And the Lord called the light out of himself. He said, let there be light. Who was he talking to? He was talking to the only thing that existed beside himself, which was what? The darkness. Come on here, somebody. We talk about darkness is bad. No, darkness is not bad. God was able to call light out of it. Come on here, somebody. Y'all better stay with me this morning. If darkness was so bad, how was God able to call the light out of it? Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
How many know that everything you see came out of darkness? Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
You and I came out of darkness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The Bible says he called us what? Out of darkness into his marvelous light. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So you should be thanking God for the job. Lord, thank you for your darkness, Lord. Thank you for the job. Hey, just ain't no happen without the dark. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I tell people, I said, you can praise God in the light, but can you praise God in the dark? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because you don't know. God will tell you can praise him in the dark. Come on here, Father. Then when you praise him in the dark, then he bring you out of the dark into the light. Come on here, somebody. And then you thank God for the light because you came out of the dark and the light is so much brighter than, oh, God, help me this morning, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
As the Lord was talking to me, and God spoke to me in chapter 20, and he said, remember the Sabbath day. He said, first of all, you got to get the Sabbath day straight on what day it is. Come on here, somebody. He said, because they didn't mess the days up. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I wish y'all stay with me. Please stay with me, Apostle, this morning. They done messed up the days of the week, y'all. Do you know from Sunday this Saturday is named after pagan God?
Y'all stay with me this morning.
We look at Sunday as the first day of the week. But did you know that Sunday was named after a pagan Roman God?
Amen.
And the original name, they don't even want to put the original name. See, listen to the word. Sunday. Sunday. The day of the sun. And
amen.
So, when we start worshiping God that's on a Sunday, then we pay homage to the sun, not knowing we're paying homage to the sun. So people that say, well, I only go to church on Sunday. Oh, you a Sunday person. You worship the sun. No, I don't want you the S-U-N. I want you the S-O-N. But where you think that they got the S-O-N from? The S-U-N. Come on here, somebody. Oh, y'all think I'm just talking. Okay. Now, when Jesus was upon the cross, and the Bible says that the S-U-N went into darkness because they couldn't shine with the S-O-N. Am I still in the book, y'all?
That's in the book.
The Bible says two suns couldn't shine together. So the S-U-N went into the darkness because the S-O-N had to flow at that time. Hallelujah.
Wow.
And so a lot of us is in paganism and don't even know it. Why? Who runs the church? The Roman Catholic runs the church. who set the days of the week up? The Roman Catholic Church did. Come on here, somebody. Here's how we have Sunday. And it says, as you may have guessed it, Sunday, the name of a pagan Roman holiday in many folklore traditions. Sunday was believed to be a lucky day for babies born. Well, let me help y'all out. Amen. I thank God right there because he had me to think about something. I was born February the 9th. My original day of the week is Sunday. I was born on a Sunday at 1 o'clock a.m., according to the hospital. So I began to give God praise for being born on a Sunday. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It said many scholars have worshipped the sun and sun god. Come on here, somebody. Perhaps the most famous is the Egyptian sun god, Ra. So Ra, or Amun-Ra, which is where we get the word Amen, Amon, is the name of the sun. How many know that the sun has a name? Come on here, somebody.
Yeah, amen.
And his name is Ra. That's where the Jamaicans get Rastafari. Children of the sun. That's who we are. Come on here, somebody.
Oh, God help us.
But we've been told that Sunday is the Sabbath. But how can it be the Sabbath when it's the first day of the week?
Y'all want to know what the first, what the Sabbath day is? I'm sure many of you know already. But how many know that, Saturday is the day that is set aside as the Sabbath day? That's the last day in every week. Come on here, somebody.
It's the Sabbath day of every week, Saturday, which is what? Today. So we should be giving God praise on today and thanking him for this Sabbath day that he has made for us. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
I know this might kind of be a little deep for us right now because we've been taught something different. Because they went and messed up the days of the week, y'all. So now we got to reset our mindset. Because how we have been taught, you know, the people have been teaching us don't know the days of the week. Come on, somebody. Are y'all sitting with me this morning? The people that been teaching us don't know what time it is. Come on here, somebody. That's why we need to stay in our prayer closet. Because Lord, help me
to stay on your time. These people down here is mixed up. Because they're not connected to you. And they're trying to teach, and their mindset ain't right. Because they're not connected to the God who is the teacher of all. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
Even Saturday. Saturday divides from Saturn's day.
Mm.
So Saturday comes from Saturn.
Uh-huh.
A Roman god associated with wealth, plenty, and time. Come on here, somebody. It is the only English weekday still associated with a Roman god Saturn. The Hebrews called Saturday the Sabbath, meaning day of rest. The Bible identifies Saturday as the last day of the week. Come on here, somebody. So our day should begin with Sunday and end on Saturday. But they got us so twisted, and they got Sunday as the Sabbath and Monday as the first. No, Monday is the second day.
Wow.
So how my Sunday goes is how my week is going to go.
Come on.
My, because it's the first day of the week. God, is anybody catching this right now?
Amen.
Amen.
Monday is set aside for the moon. Monday is moon day. Monday, moon day. Moon day. Monday, moon day. So I got a day that set aside to the sun, then I got another day set aside to the moon. Come on here, somebody.
Wow. Yes, Lord.
And the sun is the male, and the moon is the female. How many of you know that the moonlight is a reflection of the sunlight? So when the sun is no longer shining, it's because he is shining on the moon. Moon day. So the moon then begins to reflect the light that he is receiving from the sun's day. That's why there's 24 hours in the day, because each one has their time to what? Shine. Is y'all catching this?
Yes. Yeah.
And so don't forget that the moon has a name. Her name is Luna.
Okay.
That's why it's not good to get so caught up in the moon. Listen, when time first started out, we were telling time by the sun. We were telling time by the moon. The Indians still tell time by the moon. How many moons will it be before you return? That's how they talk. How many moons will it be? How many moons will it take you to get here? Because they were telling time by the moon. When time came into Roman, into Europe, that's when it switched from the moon to the sun. And so that's when we start telling time by the sun. So that's how we got on sun time, and that's how sun time. That's how moon time was switched to sun time. That's why we shouldn't knock astrology, because everything has what? Its place. And please hear me. I'm not saying for us by no means don't you worship no astrology.
Our worship only belongs to Yahshua. But he put it in our midst to help us tell what? Time. Come on here, somebody. If I mean, you know that the month you were born and the day you were born is very important. Because he identifies who you are. Come on here, somebody. The only problem is if you make a God out of it, then you have stepped into what? Error. Then that's when the Lord will deal with you concerning that. But it's good work in its proper place. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Listen to what it says. It said, Monday comes from the Anglo-Saxon, which is the moon day. On this day, people gave homage to the goddess of the moon. It was believed by ancients that there were three Mondays during the year that were considered to be unlucky. But how many know that when you got Yahshua, every Monday is blessed? We don't believe in luck.
Come on, preacher. You better preach now.
Tell somebody, say, I don't believe in luck.
I don't believe in luck.
I'm just blessed. Come on here, somebody.
I'm just blessed.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, luck don't give a guarantee. See, luck is like maybe you might get it and maybe you're not. But when you're blessed, you ain't got to worry about nothing. I'm going to get it because God want me to have it. Come on, somebody.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, I'm blessed on a Sunday.
Monday.
I'm blessed on a Monday. Hallelujah.
Blessed on a Monday.
I'm blessed on a Tuesday.
Blessed on a Tuesday.
I'm blessed on a Wednesday.
Blessed on the Wednesday.
I'm blessed on a Thursday. Come on here, somebody.
Blessed on a Thursday.
I'm blessed on a Friday. Hallelujah.
On a Friday.
And I'm blessed right now. Come on here, somebody.
I'm blessed right now. Hallelujah.
Hey, somebody give it up for him right now. Hey, somebody give it up for Yahshua right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I'm blessed all week long. Come on here, somebody. I'm blessed all week long. The devil can't do nothing about it. I'm just blessed. I told Obo Kod Darabasi. Hallelujah. Now, Tuesday, it says Tuesday is named after the Roman god of war in the sky. And his name is Tyra. T-Y-R, who was a defender god in Viking mythology. So that's why we be fighting on Tuesday. And we fight these demons. Come on here, somebody. You don't want to tell God, we need to start calling these demons out and buying them up.
Every day I wake up.
Come on, there, somebody.
Every day.
It's going to be the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody bless the Lord. God said, this day is so awesome. What? Keep it in your memory. Come on here, somebody. Don't you forget the Sabbath day. Hallelujah. How many of you feel the anointing of God? I'm going to give God another praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We fighting on Tuesday, and then Wednesday come along. His name is Wooden Day. Wednesday. Wooden Day. And he's a god that the demon that's affiliated with him comes from Mercury. So every day of the week is affiliated with one of the planets. So this is how they got this thing set up. Days of the week. Is that was a messenger to the gods and the Roman gods of commerce, travel, and science. And he was considered the chief god and leader of the wild hunt. So there's a lot of violence in the month of Wednesday. I mean, in the day of Wednesday. So we need to rebuke the violent spirit that comes with Wednesday.
Okay.
So it says that the chief god and leader of the wild hunt in the Anglo-Saxon mythology, it says, but the name directly translated means violently insane headship.
My God.
Violently insane headship.
Hump day.
So we gotta pray over our mind to keep our mind on Wednesday from having violent thoughts. Come on here, somebody. Because of the demon that is attached to it that comes through Mercury. That's why from Tuesday to Friday, we fight. Come on here, somebody. And we don't understand why we fighting. Come on here, somebody. Because we had to rebuke the demon that's attached to that day. Come on here, somebody. Woo! We going to go. Hey. If we start rebuking the demons that's attached to the day of the week, Dustin, you won't have to worry about the devil messing with you.
Okay.
Tell somebody, say, I'm finna straighten my days of the week out. Glory to God, I ain't gonna be fighting with the devil. Amen. He gonna be kicked out of my days of the week.
Yes,
come on here, somebody.
Woo, Lord. Wow. Mm.
Tell somebody right quick, the neighbor, take your week back. Amen. Take your day back. Hallelujah.
Take
glory to God.
Take your week back. Yes, sir. Come on.
Woo! Somebody give God a praise up in there. Hallelujah.
Woo! Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Wow.
And then it says, on a Thursday is Thor Day. Thor. Thursday, Thor. It's from the Norse god of thunder and lightning. It says it is equivalent to Jupiter. Thor is often depicted as holding a giant hammer. And during the 10th and 11th month century, when Christians tried to convert the Scandinavians, many wore emblems of Thor's armor. Thor's hammer a symbol of defense against the new religion. So when they didn't want to convert over to the Lord's side, they would go into Thor, and they would wear a hammer as a symbol of defense because they didn't want to convert over to God's side. Come on here, somebody. So we got to rebuke these spirits. Lord, I'm not going to allow you to let your hammer down over here. You're not going to hammer me down. You're going to get up out of here.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, I'm going to enjoy my day. And you going back to the pits of hell where you belong. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And so it says Friday is associated with Freya. Freya. Friday, Freya, the wife of Woodis. And the Norse goddess of love, marriage, and fertility, who is equivalent to Venus. So Friday is the love goddess of what? Venus. So Friday is a good day to get your love on. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Because Friday is the day that love is all in the air. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
I'm glad it's the day of love is here because Wednesday and Thursday is hell. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I mean, you got to put your war clothes on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. But on Friday, you get a chance to love and be loved. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Ooh, thank you, Lord.
Neighbor, do you see how they have made the days of the week pagan?
Amen.
And we look over so much of this stuff.
Morning.
And we wonder why the warfare is so crazy that we now recognize who we fighting against. Come on here, somebody. So I got all these pagan gods that's attached to every day of the week. But God says, all you got to do is take your day back through the power and the anointing of God's word and decree and declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. And devil, I will not allow you to disturb my day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did everybody catch that?
Yes, sir.
You got to let the enemy know that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will not allow you to disturb my day. Come on here.
Come on.
If you receive that, come on and give God a praise. If you receive that, come on and bless Yahshua right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
God is saying rejoice in your day. God is saying praise him in your day. Amen. God is saying declare victory in your day. Amen. Victory belongs to me. Victory is mine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for his anointing this morning. Glory to God. Are there any questions? Anybody want to ask about anything? Everybody understand everything concerning the days of the week? If so, amen, I'm going to give it, and I let my brother come in. Come on in, Elder. Amen, and get some of this. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
It's educational because now we know what spirits are loose during the week. See, that's why Wednesday is okay. Hallelujah. The spirits are loose and we're under attack. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then we're trying to get over there and help. We helping. Hallelujah. Praise God. Right. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have allowed these spirits to be unleashed. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And like the man of God said when he was saying, amen, this is Anglo-Saxon tradition. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's white tradition.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes. Make it plain, Elder.
This ain't a racist thing, amen. We just want to know where it came from. In other words, this wasn't the original blueprint.
Days of the week.
Hallelujah. When I read the Bible, when I look at John chapter 20, verse 1, it says the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene. Hallelujah.
Come over here, somebody.
Praise God. The writer didn't say on Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. The writer said on the first day of the week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you.
And the man of God, when he was reading it, man, he pointed out some things that enlightened me. Hallelujah. They've collapsed Sunday and Monday. It's like they trying to make that one whole day or something. By Sunday being Sunday, you know, the sun is up during the day, and Monday being moon day, the moon is up at night. They trying to collapse time on us. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Trying to put it all in one day.
Mm. Wow.
And we sit here, we not knowing what spirits are being unleashed and why these things are happening on certain days. Hallelujah. Praise
God.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
What we've learned today, we could probably go back if we really took notice of what days things happen to us. Hallelujah.
Come on, Elder. Come on. Come on, boy. Come on in there. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. We may have went out to the club every night during the week when we was in the world, but it was something about Friday night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It wasn't just it was payday because Friday ain't everybody payday. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Everybody was in the club on Friday, and everybody trying to leave with something on Friday. That's because that spirit that God is unleashed in the world on that day. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Praise God. I don't know what they was trying to do. Give us a break. Hallelujah. Amen. Unleash these spirits. Hallelujah. We don't know. That's why the Bible says we battle not against flesh and blood.
Come on.
Praise God. And we know we need to take notice when we go to work, when we around people, or certain people a certain way on certain days. Glory to God.
Come on.
Be so happy. Hallelujah. And so nice. And then other days they can be so evil. The same person.
Come on.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because they under attack. That's why God say we need to pray for them. That's why Jesus said, hallelujah, quit fighting the enemy. And pray for the enemy. Because they not like you. See, we able to rebuke these spirits on these days. They don't even know.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And we sitting there our kids to watch these movies. Thor. Hallelujah. Amen. All these characters. Amen. We call them characters when they're in the movies and on the sci-fi network. Hallelujah.
Come on, Elder.
That are being unleashed unto this world. Hallelujah. These ain't DC characters. Glory to God. They all stand for something.
Hey!
Praise God. And we just sitting there watching it, not knowing what we watching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's
Come
why
on.
You say my people perish for the lack of
for
knowledge.
For lack of knowledge. Come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, this is knowledge we need to know. Hallelujah. Now we know what's going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why are we getting by so fast? Because they're trying to unleash whatever God put out there. Hallelujah. Against it. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Sunday. Hallelujah. The Bible says it was the first day. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
The first day. Hallelujah. Amen. But they've incorporated their religion in our everyday lives and then got the nerve to get mad at us and say we trying to, hallelujah, put our religion on them. Praise God.
When in actuality, they have programmed us through the days of the week.
Hallelujah.
Now,
we've been calling Wednesday hump day. Praise God.
Hey, you know what else I found out about Wednesday, Elder?
What's
listen.
That?
I found out about Wednesday. He said, Woden was the ruler of Asgard, the whole of the gods.
The whole of the gods. Lord.
And is able to shift and change into different forms. Come on, everybody. Hallelujah. So when you were talking about how people shift and change, amen, on certain days, amen, that's because they done got Woden in them. Come on, here, somebody. The whole of the gods. Come on, here, somebody. So that's when that whole spirit started cutting up on the Wednesday.
Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's when we be praying. Everybody, even people that atheists be praying on Wednesday, Lord, I just need to get through the week. Hallelujah. But now we know why. Hallelujah. Now we got knowledge. Now we can rebuke those spirits. Like you said, now we can wake up. When we was on South of Earth 1 week and she said we need to command the day.
Yeah.
That was her terminology, command the day. We need to wake up and start commanding the day. Hallelujah.
Come on.
We don't need to let the day dictate how it's going to go. We need to tell.
Hallelujah.
We need to dictate to the day. How it's going to go. I'm going to have a good day today. Hallelujah.
Come on.
I'm going to be blessed abundantly today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm going to spend some money today, but I'm going to get some money today. Matter of fact, I'm going to spend a lot of money, but I'm going to get back a lot more than I spent. We need to start saying these type of things. Glory to God. Me and my spouse ain't going to argue today. Hallelujah. We're going to have intelligent conversations today. Hallelujah. We're going to progress today. Hallelujah. We
yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Today, we're going to take 10 steps forward. Hallelujah. And when we say this
yes,
every
Lord.
Day, glory to God. Hallelujah. We ain't got to worry about these spirits during the week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because
yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Already. They know not to go. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know if y'all seen Get Rich or Die Trying, but it's a scene with 56 walking down the street, and when he's walking, hallelujah, people just getting out his way. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what them demons are going to do. You're going to be walking. Hallelujah. Them demons are going to see you coming, and they're just going to be getting out your way. Hallelujah. You
hallelujah.
Want to across the street, hallelujah, when they see you coming, because there's some demons getting out your way. Hallelujah. You want
yes,
to buy
Lord. Hallelujah.
Just a little old female. Why are they crossing the street? Because I see the spirit in you, and the spirit in you, hallelujah, is like God. Hallelujah. And I got to cross the street. Praise God. That's why I crossed the street. I know, hallelujah, you don't weigh that much, and I'm way bigger than you. Praise God. But I see the spirit of God in you. Hallelujah. And I know I can't compete. I need to cross the street. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are protected because we know the word of God. Hallelujah. We're able to rebuke these things. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah. People don't take time to educate themselves. And like he said, hallelujah, they done switched this whole thing around. When you go back to Genesis, hallelujah, amen. When Jesus, well, let me find it, amen, before I say it, amen. Praise God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 5, and God called the light day and the darkness night. The darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. The evening and the morning were the first day. Darkness came first. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, we got the sun first. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad the man of God brought this message. Amen. Praise God. Because a lot of us don't look at these things and don't think it has any significance. Hallelujah. Praise God. But everything is switched around now. We're telling time totally different than they did in the Bible, praise God.
Come
hallelujah.
On, Elder, come on.
Hallelujah. When it says the sixth hour in the Bible, Jesus hung upon the cross, that's actually noon. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a the sixth hour, but we would count it as the 12th. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And then we get to midnight and say, that's the 24th. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But really, we go, Lord have mercy, we got it all messed up. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And we have to know what we're fighting against. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Because every time you go into battle, you got to know your opponent. Praise God.
Hey,
let's not be ignorant to the vices of the enemy.
Praise
Amen.
God. You know what I just heard in the spirit, Elder? You know what is hurting the spirit? That's why, amen, the government sets certain things up on certain days. You ain't hear me, man of God. Amen. That's why they have a certain month that they do things in. Why? Because they are looking at it in a satanic way that they have already set it up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So God says, if you can combat the demon that's attached to that day, then you can have victory throughout the day. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. And they lie to us and... We don't read. This is the problem. We don't read. Hallelujah. Like the man of God says, Sunday is the first day of the week.
Yeah.
For some reason, we are manipulated to thinking Monday is the first day of the week. But look at your calendar. Look at the calendar. Look at the put the calendar on your phone. Look at the calendar on your wall. On the calendar, Sunday is the first day of the week.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. It's right there written down in black and white. Praise God. But we are somehow in our minds believing Monday is the first day. And people say that ain't significant, but we need to know when the Sabbath day is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
They was talking about in Congress a couple years ago, shutting down everything on Sundays. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Nationwide, they were talking about doing this. And they was telling the wives, cook your husband some breakfast. Hallelujah, praise God.
Wow.
Go for a walk. Go for a jog. Amen, mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah, on Sunday morning, praise God. Hallelujah, because they would say they're going to shut everything down. But that ain't the day. Hallelujah.
Yay!
It's the wrong day for a preacher. Amen, praise God. And Jesus said the Sabbath day was for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on here, somebody.
Here we go say what we need to do on that day. We need to go for walks and jogs. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, but if your donkey fall in the ditch, you're going to get him out, ain't you? Hallelujah.
Come
praise
on.
God. So don't come at me about not doing no work. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Praise God. You do what you want to do because you think the day is for you. Hallelujah. But that's the day I rested, and I allow you to rest on that day.
Mm.
Hallelujah, but I didn't tell you to be lazy on that day. Hallelujah, praise God. I ain't tell you to not help nobody on that day. That's why I like
to
He was always helping everybody on the Sabbath. It's like he waited. I'm gonna wait till Sunday, hallelujah, just so I can prove my point, hallelujah, amen, that the day, amen, ain't just to be lazy. Hallelujah, praise God. You are to be productive on every day. Hallelujah, including the day I gave you to rest, praise God. But you're supposed to be resting in the physical. You're supposed to be resting in the spirit. You're supposed to be resting in me. Hallelujah, praise God.
Okay.
If you rest in him, hallelujah, you'll do what he did. I thank God for today. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God. Learning these days of the week on today, praise God. Learning what spirits have been unleashed. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Maybe we need to change the way we talk.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Maybe we need to start saying the first day, the second day. Hallelujah. The third day. Oh, Elder, that's just too much. I can't reprogram my mind to do all that. Now you're going too far. No. Praise God. Think about it. Hallelujah. If there's power in the words we say, maybe every time I say Tuesday, I unleash that spirit on Tuesday.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe I'm calling these spirits out because I'm calling their name. Hallelujah, praise God. Well, I'm not saying Thor, I'm saying Thursday. Hallelujah, amen. Well, I'm not saying Yahshua, I'm saying Jesus, but he still know I'm calling his name. Y'all ain't catch that, praise God, hallelujah. Same thing with Thursday, hallelujah. If I'm saying Thursday. I might need to stop saying it, but if I'm saying it, hallelujah, maybe he hear me calling him. Maybe he think I need a hammer in my life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe we need to quit saying what the name of today and say what it is. It's the Sabbath day. Hallelujah. What you doing on the Sabbath? Hallelujah. Praise God. You still go to church on the first day of the week? I'll go to church on the first day, but I'm understand that's the first day. Hallelujah. It ain't that other day. It's the first day. I'll go if you going. Where we going? Hallelujah. There's a revival going on. Let's go. Hallelujah. Praise God on the second day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I'm off on the fourth day of the week. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's going to take some retraining. Praise God. But ain't our whole walk with God been a whole retraining?
But see, didn't that sound different, Elder, when you were saying that?
Hallelujah. Say that again.
Did you recognize a difference when you were saying that? Because you weren't calling out the name of the day, of those demons,
it's attached
to those things.
Uh-huh. Yes,
first day. Yeah, let's go on the Sabbath day. Let's go on the Sabbath day.
Yeah.
And then we reprogram ourselves, then the warfare is not as intense. Because we put the devil to a fight.
Come on now.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God today. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you don't know, now you know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for the knowledge that God has dropped on us today. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The revelation, amen, of the demons that we are unleashing with our own mouths and wondering what's going on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for the man of God on today. Hallelujah. We want to thank you, Lord, for giving him the knowledge to unleash unto your people. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that you replenish him all the virtue that he has poured out on today. Hallelujah. Continue, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. To advance him in every step of the way. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done in his life, everything that you're going to do. Hallelujah. Everything you've done in his family's life, Lord. Hallelujah. We put him, his wife, and his kids, hallelujah, upon your mercy and grace on today. Hallelujah, Lord. Let your, hallelujah, blessings rain upon their life as you see fit, Lord. Hallelujah. A workman is worthy of his pay. Hallelujah. Your man is putting in work. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. And, Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah on today. Hallelujah. Praise God on today. We just thank God, amen, for everything, amen, that has transpired. Hallelujah on today. Amen. We want to open up the line. If you got any testimonies, any prayer requests, any comments, any questions, hallelujah, this would be the time to do so, praise God. The line is open. Will there be one? Hallelujah at this time. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank the Lord on today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. For everybody that's joined us, amen, over the airwaves, over the social media networks, we thank God for all of y'all. We truly hope you've learned something today. Amen. Something that you're going to use in your everyday life. It ain't no use to learning the word if you don't use it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus said, amen, it's just like building a house on the sand, but not digging down to a foundation. Hallelujah. Praise God. You listen, you clap, and you entertain. Praise God. But the word of God ain't entertainment. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's an educational process. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God today for the lesson that we've learned. If you want to sow a seed or make a donation into the ministry, amen, the information on how to do so is located on the bottom of your screens. Hallelujah. Those of you that are online already know how to do so. Hallelujah. So, amen. If God put it in your heart to do so. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And let your seed, hallelujah, bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God.
Amen, for everything that has transpired on today. Amen. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth the word. Hallelujah. Representing Los Angeles, California. Amen. Hallelujah. And we will be on tomorrow night. Amen. We got that word. Hallelujah. We'll be on at 5 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And don't forget about Morning Glory also in full effect. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And don't forget the prayer line is back open Monday through Friday. Hallelujah. 7 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Midwestern, 9 o'clock Central, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you call in. Be blessed with a word. Hallelujah from the Lord. Amen on today. We just thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God so he can give his final announcements and his benediction at this time. Hallelujah. Amen. You there, Apostle? Praise God.
Yes. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead and give your final announcements and benediction, man of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you.
Amen. Yeah, you're kind of fading out now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Amen. Continue to keep us in your prayers. Amen. Pray for us on a continual basis.
Pray not again.
Hold on, Ed. Hold on. Amen. Is this better?
Yeah, that's better.
Man, so amen. So we're thanking God for what God is doing for us in this hour. Amen. And for all the opportunities that God is allowing to come our way. Amen. Keep us in your daily prayers on a continual basis. Amen. We thank God for the more hour of power. Amen. And the morning glory. Amen. Coming together to get the work done for the kingdom. Amen. Be praying for our clothing line as well. Amen. That's going to be coming out really, really soon. Amen. We're thanking God for what he is doing for us right now. Amen. Are all hearts clear right now? Amen. No one has any questions or anything? If all hearts and minds are clear, amen. We're getting ready to pray. Father, we thank you, and we give you praise right now, Father. We thank you for what you are doing in this hour. We give your name to praise, God, for how you are building us in this hour, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thy will be done, hallelujah, in earth as it is in heaven, God. Thy kingdom come, Lord, hallelujah, that your kingdom continue to flow out of us, Lord, hallelujah. We give you praise and glory. We thank you, Lord. We bind the hand of the enemy. We rebuke every devil and demon. We thank you for a wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. We thank you for clarity, Lord, things that are done with clarity. We thank you even right now, and we bless your holy name. We thank you for everyone that's online, Lord, for everyone that is supporting the vision that you put inside me and Elder Father. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for how you are empowering us to stand in this hour, Lord. We thank you for truth, oh God. We thank you that you said that we would know the truth, and the truth would make us free. So we thank you that we know the truth today, Lord, and we give your name the praise and the glory. We thank you for all things, Lord God, until we meet again at your appointed time. All praise and glory belongs to you. We thank you. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey,
no, 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 no And Father, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you that every demon and devil is bound, hallelujah, and cannot operate, Lord, hallelujah. You say whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. So we thank you, O God. And you said everything we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So we think that it's already loosed because it is your will for it to be loose. And we thank you and we give you glory. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Turn you back over to the hands of our dear elder. Amen. Hallelujah, man of God. Amen. Back in your hands, man of God.
Hallelujah. Amen. We just thank God on today for everybody that called in and tuned in. We will see y'all next week. Hallelujah. At the same time, praise God. Hallelujah. Same channel. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Out of the mouth of God Ministries. Amen. We'll see y'all next time.
Yes.
On behalf of First Lady and myself and on behalf of Apostle Curry. Amen. And First Lady Curry, we love each and every one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed day. Go with God and don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on today. Y'all have a blessed one. Go with God. We'll see y'all next time. Praise God.
Amen.
Take your heels out of
this.
Anointed truth.
Let's go.
If the spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
If the spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet.
You better move your feet.
If the spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been shown.
I'm
if the spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
If the spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Why?
I'm like David, about to dance on my clothes.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chosen. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the flow up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent.
Independent?
So we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from the beginning. They think we dealing the way we live. And the only thing we giving is deliverance.
Yeah.
I got that word, I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking, I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan, he's the mastermind. He told me it's my time, and then he gave me mine. Man,
if the spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
If the spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet.
You better move your feet.
If the spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance on my clothes.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been chosen.
If the spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
If the spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Why?
I'm like David, about to dance on my clothes.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chose. I enter in his courts with praises.
Praises.
You just praying, but what is you saying? My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't beat God given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel it. My ghostwriter's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I say rap in Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face. You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it.